if you can make your way down to the altar and just worship with us. We're going to worship together in this place, and if you can, as you're standing there or as they're coming, just find someone and smile at them and tell them it's good to see the house of the Lord today.
Good to see the house of the Lord.
Here we go!
Will give you praise
in every circumstance.
give God praise.
your voice in this place. Lift up your voice in this place. Come on, we can do better than that. We're talking about God. He's the sustainer of our joy. God. There's nobody like him. There's nothing like him. And we give him the glory.
He's my deliverer. Messiah, Jesus, Jesus, Messiah.
Busy. Sometimes you come to the house of God, you just got everything laid on you, man. You're just glad you're here. And you know, God's glad you're here too. But you know what I'd like us to do? I'd like us to take all the mess of our life. Just put it away for just a few minutes. Put it all away. We all got something that we're working with and dealing with. Put it away and let's sing this to Him. You know, our sins have been washed away. Today, we're not in a church building. Today, as we're singing this, we're literally in the presence of God Himself. This is not a figurative thought. This is not just a concept of a religion. Literally, when you're washed by the blood of Jesus, you're literally in the very presence of God Himself. And there's nothing greater than being able to sing Messiah. There's nothing being able to greater to sing than His name is Jesus. He is the King of heaven and earth. So today, lay everything aside. Can you sing that with me with everything that's in your heart? Put everything out, just you and Jesus. If you gotta sit, sit. You wanna stand, stand. You wanna kneel, kneel. Just you and Jesus. Sing it to Him with everything you got.
He is our King.
Hallelujah.
And he is the King of heaven and earth.
Jesus.
So let's say it. You are God.
Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be in your presence. God, we refuse to take advantage of it. God, we refuse just to allow it to pass by. God, we want you. And Lord, even those that are struggling in the room this morning with the things of this world and even the desire of their heart for you, Holy Spirit, we ask that you'll make a supernatural deposit of a greater hunger and a desire to be with Christ. Father, I just thank you so much that you accept our worship. God, we love you. We thank you so much for Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you for dying on that cross. And thank you that you care so much that you are willing to take all that we deserve and put it on yourself. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. We can't live without you. Thank you for dwelling inside of us who've called us citizens of heaven. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that today we will not let a moment go by of time that we don't spend time with you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. And everybody said, amen. Before you're seated, why don't you go find five or six people that you don't know and say, good morning. You look just marvelous. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. Go find somebody you don't know and say, good morning. You look just marvelous today. Come on, go find somebody.
already told you, I don't know where the body is.
So it'd be a lot easier if you tell me where the body is.
Tell you where the body is, man. I don't even know anything about that.
I'm only gonna ask you one more time. Where's the body?
I said I don't know!
Objection!
Easter Sunday morning.
Pastor Spencer's turning 50, so we're throwing him a party. We want to have fun and celebrate and honor 50 years of this man of God's life. Remember, we are to give double honor to those that are in ministry, so we're going big. This party, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have so many stories about Pastor Spencer that we're going to share. He gives us so much material to work with. It's going to be a blast. We have a photographer coming in so you can get formal pictures done with your friends and your loved ones and maybe even Pastor Spencer. So make sure you come out. It's April 1st at the Harbor Hotel. It's formal and it costs $50. We've slashed the price, tried to keep it down as low as we can, but we want to do our best in celebrating 50 years of this man of God's life. So come out and celebrate. Make sure you book your ticket because 2 weeks before, the price will go back up to $60. So book your ticket, get it done today, and come celebrate our pastor's 50 years of life.
Hey, HT, it's that time of year again. What we're doing is... Dude, that kind of hurt my head.
4, 3, 2, 1.
We have something really awesome and exciting coming up. Easter season is here. And it's going to be on March 26th. Man, you can't do that thing. March 26th is going to be our Easter egg hunt. This is something that we love to do every year because it gives you an opportunity to invite your friends, invite your family, and to come out and enjoy the season and the time with your kids. So make sure that you're here with your kids. We're doing sixth grade and under for ages. We want to make sure that they have fun and a blast. And you never know, they might be falling from the sky. So make sure you bring them. 11 a.m. sharp, we're getting started. Be here for Easter egg hunt, March 26th, starting right at 11 a.m.
Hi, my name's Chad Spencer. I'm 23 years old, and I'm currently the young adults pastor at His Tabernacle Family Church. Before Uproar, I was kind of all over the place. I grew up in a great Christian home, had a great foundation, but as soon as I got to like the high school age area, I started dabbling, you know, with the world. And so I started, you know, I remember my first year in high school, I started smoking weed. You know, I'd smoke weed quite a few times a week, and then I started drinking, and then I started hanging around with the party crowd, and then, you know, with partying, it led to sleeping around, and so I was just kind of doing what everybody else was doing, and I just really wanted to fit in, and what I found was the world no longer had anything to offer me. I had exhausted all of the resources and all of the things that people had said was the best and that I would always want. And so I just decided in myself that there must be something more. Uproar did incredible things in my life. So once I came to the knowledge that I wanted to change, there was this amazing conference that was put on, and I came to Uproar just expecting something to happen in my life. And so when I came with that expectation, the ministers and preachers started preaching, and I just got touched in a radical way. And then that Sunday, Teddy Shuttlesworth Jr. started preaching. And at the end of the service, he called me out and prophesied over my life and told me that from 365 days from that day, August 5th, that my life would be completely different and people would not even be able to recognize me. And so after that prophecy was the day that my life changed. From that day, I was never the same. I stopped drinking. I stopped partying. I separated myself from my friends. I quit everything, went to Bible school, and just really just made a change. And the prophecy was so true because 365 days from that day, you could look at me and I would look like a completely different person. Both spiritually and even physically, I looked different. And God just changed my life in such a radical way. So I went to Bible school. I enrolled in River Bible Institute in Tampa. I started getting incredible training and teaching down there. I met my beautiful wife in my second year. And then we made the decision to go to South Africa, where she's from, and do our third year internship there. And so we got married in South Africa. And now we've come back to New York to start a young adults ministry here in His Tabernacle Family Church. And because people sowed into the Uproar Conference, my life was changed and impacted. And now I get to go and impact and help change other people's lives too.
We are so blessed today because, honestly, it wasn't the preaching of every week that brought a change to him. His experience that changed him was Uproar. And you all get an opportunity to sow into Uproar. You know, right now, I'd like to do one thing. Is I have 15 His Tabernacle Family Church car stickers. If you would like one, I'd like you to come get it. I'm not coming to you. I only have 15. If you walk, you might not get one. Whoa, you're electrifying, woman. Shocked me. You're welcome. Sir, how are you? You just tagged me in a post. You did. Anybody else? I got three more, four more. Here you go. Here you go. Anybody else? One more. Up. Oh. I love you, Ryan. Now, remind you, you put those on the outside of your car, not the inside. If you put it on the inside, you're going to have to run around like an ambulance, all right? So put it on the outside of your car, and you'll be able to have those. How many of you like seeing them on the highway or wherever you are in the parking lots? It's really cool, isn't it? It's really cool until they pass you at 80. Then you pray, Jesus. So we want to welcome all of our guests. If you're a first-time guest at His Tabernacle Family Church, we want to say thank you so much. We know it's brave. You know, a lot of times we forget what it's like going to a church for the very first time. And we want to say we congratulate you. Thank you so much for being here. Can we give them a hand clap this morning? If you're a first-time guest, we're not going to have you stand up. We're not going to do anything. But I would like you to raise your hand. We just want to make sure that you have a gift. We have a gift for you. Young lady right here as well. Young man right there. Very good. Look at all the guests this morning. Come on now. If you could keep your hands up just a little bit longer. That way people can see you. Very good over there. We got two young men right here. Come on up front. We got two young men. Oh, you got one? Did you get one? Dude, you both got one? Awesome. Awesome. Very good. Anybody else did not get one? One of the guests. Front row. Oh, young lady right here. We have a young lady right up here. Very good. Wow. Can we congratulate all the guests for being with us again? That's awesome. Thank you so much. We just know that God's going to bless you today. Amen? When you leave this place, you're going to say, it was a good day in the house of God. I did not waste my time. How many of you are glad you don't waste your time? Nothing worse than wasting time. So we want to welcome also all of our online church. There are online campus between 75 and 100 computers every week. We don't count you as a computer. We count you as a person. So can we give our online campus a hand clap this morning? I want to remind everybody that if you're our guest online, if you're on our campus online, we are offering all the television ministry. We have His Tabernacle or HT or His Word TV. I had to say it right. His Word TV every Sunday morning, 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning. but also our online campus. If you would like one of these are our His Tabernacle logo, only given out to the online campus. And so that way, we'll know who you are when you drive by us. As well as, if you don't want to put it on your car, just put it somewhere where you'll know that we are praying for you. So we're praying for you. We want you to know you're important to us. You might not be in the building, but last week we had people from all over the world, literally online, participating with us right here. So let's give them one more hand clap. If you'd like to receive one, just email me, histab@histabernacle.com. So, what's that? Well, we have something new, honey. Why don't you tell them about that?
We have a brand new guest reception. Yay! So we had a lot of hands raised that are guests in the house today. Pastor and I would love to personally meet you. On the side, we have a reception for you immediately following the service. So if you go out the back doors and down the hallway, somebody will direct you where you can come in, and we'll get a chance to personally meet you.
There are donuts. I ate one. Don't tell Minister Redner I had a donut. I'm not going to put it on my up band. Glory to God. We also want to say, HT plus one. Can I hear it? HT plus one. Go on, one more time. HT plus one. What is that? That is His Tabernacle. Everyone's going to bring one person new in the month of March. And we'll remind you, Easter is only a few weeks away. Just a few weeks away. And we need to be ready for that. So turn to someone and say, HT plus one. Everybody brings one in the month of March. We're going to fill this house. You realize that would mean there will be 1,300 guests for the month of March. I think we're going to get all messed up on Easter Sunday morning. You better be early. Make sure you're early. I'm making all the staff park somewhere else. We got a little shuttle. We're going to rent a little shuttle, 11-seat little golf cart, so that when you're out in the parking lot, we can come get you. Isn't that cool? So that way, all the people you bring and all the exciting time we're going to have, you'll be all comfortable. Let's welcome Pastor Rhonda.
So last week, we were challenged with the commission to honor all people. How many of you this week, it came up many, many times? Awesome. We have heard testimony after testimony of what God is doing through our obedience and honor. But one of the areas that I want to talk about real quick is the area of our honor and our finances. You know, it's the one area that God tells us to test me in this and see that I will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. You can test God in your tithes and offering, and He promises to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on us. I want to read to you Matthew 9:29, and it says, according to your faith, let it be. According to your faith, let it be. The word of God says, if you give little, you'll get little. If you give much, you will get much. But it's according to your faith, let it be. That's what's going to happen. We put our trust in God, first and foremost, because He is the solid rock. He is our fortress. But somehow in our finances, we want to trust ourselves, or we want to trust our job, or we want to trust in the economy, rather than honoring God and trusting Him with our finances. The Word of God says, according to our faith, it will be. I want to put my faith in kingdom finances because He's the God that doesn't change. Everything else is unstable. Everything else shifts and changes, but our God never changes. I'm going to put my faith in that God, and according to my faith, it will be. Are you ready to give according to your faith? And it will be. Stand to your feet. We'll make our supernatural declaration. This is just speaking what our faith is. So we're going to declare what our faith is this morning. And that is Deuteronomy 28. If I obey, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
According to your faith, let it be. be. Let's give our tithes and our offerings.
Hallelujah.
Now. If you're watching via live stream, you can give right along with us. Click the giving button according to your faith. It will be.
Say that out loud. I love your husband, but you're cuter. Love you, dear. What a great day, isn't it? Pastor Rhonda Spencer, where have you been? Chen. I don't know about you, man. I just love preaching the Word of God. It's just something that I listen to. One of these days, I'm going to preach 2 hours. I'll warn you ahead of time. Is that fair? But one of these times, I just want to preach on, man. But you know, we got timetables, so I got to move on. But today, I'm excited because I get an opportunity to share with you about vision. You know what's amazing is a lot of people have no vision in life. A lot of people don't know where they're going, what's happening. They have no direction. They're just kind of in survival mode. How many of you know that God has never planned you to be in survival mode? I said, how many of you know that God has never planned you to be in survival mode? You see, the truth is that God has a great plan for your life. You are not an accident. You are not here just to suck air. You're not here just to survive and make it by until the trumpet sounds. But God divinely, with great destiny, before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, said, I want this person born at this time, at this moment, and I'm going to put these gifts in them to show them, to use them, so that they will bring me glory and see many souls saved. Turn to someone and say, you are important. Tell somebody else and say, you are special. Okay, you don't have to beg me. We'll sing the song. We'll sing. Okay, we'll sing. Are you ready to sing? I'm special. S-P-E-C-I-A-L. I'm special. Some of you are going, oh my goodness, he didn't just do that, did he? Yes, he did. One more time. Ready? I'm special. S-P-E-C-I-A-L, I'm special. Now turn to the person next to you and sing. Now listen, if they have halitosis, don't show it, okay? Don't say, you stink. All right, here we go. Ready, sing the next one. Ready? You're special. It's really funny looking at guys that go like this. Honestly, man, so many of us don't realize how special we are, how imperative we are, how important we are. And the devil just wants to demean you to think that you're just here and your life sucks and that everything is falling apart. But I've got great news for you. With God on your side, baby, you're not just going to make it. You're going to go over the top. God's going to put a vision in your spirit that will change your life. You see, this morning, I want to talk to you about vision. This morning, I want to talk to you, not just a few weeks ago, we preached on where and how God got this house where it's at. Now, I don't know about you, I'm still mesmerized by all the miracles that God has done to get us where we're at today. In fact, I want to remind you, you and I are enjoying the harvest of the seeds of the people that have planted before you came. You see, there are people that seeded for the chairs that you're sitting in. There are people that seeded for the building that is erected around you. There are people that seeded for the hallway and for the children's ministry. People that seeded their life, seeded their finances, seeded their ministry. They've seeded it all so that you and I can sit here today. We are enjoying the harvest of somebody else's seed. What a great privilege. But today, this is what I want to do. I want to talk to you and I about the seeds that we're planting right now for those who will harvest even in 10 years. You see, today, as you and I are in this room, as we understand and comprehend, as we live within the truths of vision, then we will know that our lives do not just touch us, but they touch the generations to come. And that you and I today are literally planting seed of our time, seed of our finances, seed of our ministries, seed of our design, so that God, in 10 years, somebody else will be sitting next to you that wasn't here, that wasn't saved, and they could turn and say, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. See, today, you're important. Come on, turn to someone and let's sing to them again. You're special, special, S-P-E-C-I-A-L, you're. It's too funny, isn't it? You know what's sad? Is how many people I have met that no one has either told them that they're loved or special in decades. I want you to know you're loved and you're special. You need to know that God did not make you on accident. You are purposed. Open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Habakkuk chapter 2. It is on page 646 of your Bible in the Old Testament. Does anybody else have the same Bible I have? 646? No? What is it? 600 what? Yeah, you got 1,044. You're on the wrong page, lady. Habakkuk chapter 2. I love this verse because God shows us how to live successfully. How many of you want to be failures? How many of you want to be successful? Awesome. Let me show you how. And then I want to show you what God is doing in this place. Habakkuk chapter 2. And then God said, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that you can read it, so that those who read it can run with it. This vision message is a message pointing to what's coming. It aches for coming. It can hardly wait. It doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. You see, vision is absolutely necessary personally and corporately. When you and I are by ourselves, we really don't have design that's going to affect in greater measures. But there's nothing more powerful than being part of something bigger than yourself. And I want you to know, that's what I love about being part of the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is not just here in Horseheads, New York. God's kingdom is not just in New York State. God's kingdom is not just in the United States of America. But God's kingdom is everywhere. I love the fact that right now in Campeche, Mexico, there are hundreds of people worshiping Jesus. They're part of us in Campeche, Mexico, worshiping God, the same Messiah, the same Jesus. What a great thing to know that God's kingdom is massive. And today, we are part of something much larger, successfully, much larger than you and I are. But every one of us, God has a divine plan with. God has a vision for. This is where the church, their job is not to be a social club. Their job is to be a building of people, a group of people with the passion to change the world. You see, today, individually, we can do things. But today, in a corporate setting, today as a driven people with the same heart, the same mind, every single time you see it in the Bible, it always depicts an outpouring of God's Spirit. Every time they were with one heart, with one accord, the Spirit of God was poured out and lives were transformed. I need you to grab this in the Spirit. You are not an accident. God has a plan for you right here in this place. You see, where you don't have vision, you have confusion. Where you don't have vision, people are just wandering about, not even sure why they're living or why they're breathing. They're just surviving. But God wants you to recognize the gifts that He perfectly planted within your spirit, how He created you individually. He has a plan for your life to touch thousands and thousands of people. See, today, you find that many churches don't have visions. And you know, as I get to go around and talk to different pastors and minister to different people, I recognize that many pastors don't have a vision in the church. Now, the problem with a church not having a vision, the only thing it can truly become is a social club. You see, one of the very first things you need to do when you go to a church is you need to say, what's the vision of the church? And if the pastor says, well, we don't have a vision, or they say this, ready? We just love God and we just want to see people saved. That's their only thing. Listen, I want you to know if that is all they do is say it and never do it, then there's a problem in the church. Now, if that happens in this place, you're a fool to remain. I'll say that out loud. If people are not getting saved and lives are not being changed in this church, you are a fool to remain in this place. But if people's lives are being transformed by the power of God, if God's Spirit is being poured out during worship, if your life is being transformed by the Holy Spirit, if you're hearing the Word of God without compromise, and people are being changed by the Holy Spirit, then you and I are fools if we leave. Can I hear an amen? You see, every church is different. Every church has to have a vision. And I want you to know at His Tabernacle Family Church, we're not lost. We're not confused. And today I want to unfold to you the vision of His Tabernacle. I want to unfold to you not just what we do, but why we do what we do. I want to show you how many lives you yourselves that are here in this building are touching throughout not just our region, but through the world. I need you to see this because I really want you to grab a hold of the vision. Here's the truth that I need you to lay hold of. You ready? You never marry the pastor, you marry the vision. Let me say it again. You never marry the pastor. A lot of people that go to church, the whole thing is the preacher. It's all about the preacher. Well, what happens if the preacher dies? What happens if the preacher leaves? The vision dies with it. You see, in this house, we don't marry the preacher. We marry the vision. Now, I got something to tell you that's really exciting to my wife and I, and that is that we're lifers in this church. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to be here another 10 years and decide we want to go to new and better pastures. God has called us to this church for life, and God has called us here. We'll be here. We're lifers here. But the truth is, what happened if something would happen if you're putting your faith within the preacher and not within the vision? You've got to marry the vision and not the pastor. The issue is this, is that many people, they don't have a vision for their own life, therefore they don't have the corporate vision. But you see, our value is not just that we're alive, but our value is when we spend our life to give our lives. Jesus said, if a corn of wheat does not fall to the ground and die, it cannot bring forth fruit. You and I are called to live our lives for Christ in the vision that He's called us to. And when we do that what happens is people are changed and we are pleasing God with our lives. Now, we all know Baskin-Robbins. How many of you like ice cream? I want to remind you, in this church, we don't call it ice cream. We call it salad. Turn to someone and say, I love salad. Now, we call it salad because we really wanted you to think it's healthy. But it is healthy. It is healthy. It's very good for you. How many of you know that Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors? What's your favorite flavor? Death by chocolate. What's that?
mint chocolate chip. Listen, dude, you got to try mint chocolate chip with grape soda. It's really good. Seriously, it's very good. Come on, somebody else. What's your favorite ice cream? What's that? Strawberry cheesecake. Pistachio. Maple walnut. Who said maple walnut? Wow. Peanut butter what? Peanut butter cup. Come on, somebody else. What's that? Moose tracks. Bacon? What is this? Cookie dough. Somebody else. I can't hear anybody from the back. What's your favorite ice cream? Heavenly Hush. Just you're trying to be spiritual, aren't you? Hallelujah. What's that? Banana split. I know, Julia. That's banana split. Mine is, oh, I like cotton candy, but it's only good for like the first two bites, and then you can't really taste the cotton candy anymore. But my favorite is chocolate chip. I love chocolate chip ice cream. Just basic chocolate chip. But you know, everything, every part of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins, it all has the same base. The same base is that there's milk and there's sugar. That's my issue, because I love milk and I love sugar. That's my issue. I love milk and I love sugar. Listen now, every church should have the same two bases. Can I hear an amen? There's no other name under heaven which while you shall be saved, but by the name of Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That is the base. That in love. For everything that God does is in love. You see, that's the base, but yet every single church, just like Baskin-Robbins, should have the same base, but there's also diversity because not every person is going to go to the same church. So some of you might like chocolate chip or heavenly hash, chunky monkey, very good. Some of you might like maple walnut. I don't like maple walnut. I'm not buying maple walnut. Now, does that mean maple walnut is bad? No, it just means that maple walnut does not pertain to my taste. That's why people come to me and say, well, I'm leaving your church. Well, it's not my church in the first place. And by the way, I'm okay with you leaving. You know, I'd rather you stay. But honestly, if this is your flavor, those who come cannot stay. Those who stay could not leave, and those who leave could not stay. Yeah, that's a T.D. Jakes quote. That saved my butt many times. Because I used to take it personal when someone would leave the church. And he said to me, he said, those who leave could not stay. And those who stay could not leave. Why? Because they've purchased, they've lived inside. Now the vision is in their heart. Now it's burning within their spirit. It's not just about going to church. It's not just about going to a religious experience. It is God with a vision and a direction for where I'm supposed to be and where I'm supposed to go. That is the power of vision. It gives direction for the rest of your life. And God is calling us, no matter how young you are or how old you are, God is calling you to live inside of vision. For it's in vision that you understand your purpose. The church you go to has a direct impact on the vision of your life. You see, that's why going to a social club don't work. Can I hear an amen or oh my? There's one thing about this house you're going to know. I will never compromise the book of Acts. I believe in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the raising of hands. I believe that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is evidenced by speaking with other tongues. I believe in laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. I believe that there are actual demons. I believe that we'll cast them out in the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. I believe in the name of Jesus that it's good to shout, it's good to dance. Why? Because when God is alive in your life, there's no reason not to shout. There's no reason not to dance, because God is alive in your life. So this church has a vision. We're very clear in where we're going. You saw where we came from. Now I want you to see where we're going, because this is where you marry a vision. You know, I have people that, how do I say it's nice? I have people that come up to me and say, Pastor, I don't like you, and I don't like what you do. I don't agree with everything that happens in this church. And I look at them and say, well, neither do I. And they tip their head to me and they say, what do you mean you don't agree with everything that happens in the church? I don't agree with everything that happens in the church. But I believe in the vision of the church. I don't like when things aren't working properly. But I believe in the vision of the church, and it will go there. It will get there because we're pursuing what God has laid on our hearts. I'm not always going to agree with the people on my staff. I'm not always going to like my wife, and she's not always going to like me. And as co-pastors, sometimes that's different. It's hard. But here's the truth. I believe in the vision that God has birthed in this place. It did not come from a man. The Bible declares in Psalms 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. It is like the anointing that comes down over the head of Aaron, down over his beard, down over his garment, and around the fringe of his garment. And it's there God commanded his blessing. Vision always comes from the head down, not from the feet up. Can I hear an amen or oh my? And as God has placed the vision in this house, I'm excited to tell you, we are pursuing this vision with everything that's within us. I don't want you to know that God needs you to pursue with us, because your gifts are imperative to the conclusion of souls being changed. So who are we as His Tabernacle Family Church? Every one of you should have had, how many of you did not get a little laminated card? How many of you did not get a laminated card? We got some folks over here, got somebody over here, a young lady over here. Come on, I need the ushers to move quickly if possible. I want to make sure that we have everybody has one of these. I want to show you who we are. We've comprised it into three different statements. But then I want to show you that it's not about talk, it's about do. Turn to someone and say, you can talk a good talk, but if you don't walk it, be quiet. At His Tabernacle, we only do three things. I want you to shout it out loud with me. Ready? We love God. We save souls, and we develop leaders. One more time, we love God, we save souls, and we develop leaders. I want you to know at His Tabernacle Family Church, that is all we do. That is the full direction. You know, somebody said to me, you know, there's a lot of opportunities. Why is it hard sometimes to choose what to do and not? I said, no. Why? Because if it doesn't fall within those three categories, we're not doing it, no matter how nice it is. You see, we have got to remain true to chocolate chip. We've got to remain true to the flavor of the house. We've got to remain true to the direction that God has given us, because that's what marks us, not as better, but as different. And you see, in that difference, we're going to be able to touch those who like the flavor of the house. And God is calling us specifically. I need you to know that. We've not been placed here on accident. I fought it for 2 years. You heard the testimony. I did not want to start this church. I did not want to come here and open the doors here. I liked being on the road. I enjoyed traveling. I did not want to start His Tabernacle Family Church. I did everything to get out of it. But God said to me, I want you to tell them that I love them. When He started giving the vision of this house, it was so clear, I had to write it down. I wrote it on tablets. I wrote it down so that people who saw it could read it. And when they read it, there was a stirring in their spirit. And when they stirred in their spirit, they were excited to participate, because it's not just in word only, but in deed. You see, you can say you have a vision, but if you do nothing towards that vision, it is just speech. God is not calling us to speech. He's calling us to action. The verse for His Tabernacle Family Church is John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. In this house, the number one priority is that you know Him. No, I didn't say no religion. I didn't say no tradition. I said that you will know Him. that you will be able to walk with him and talk with him. Even what Adam and Eve lost in the garden, Jesus Christ came back and he bought back through his blood so that we can walk and talk and have a relationship, a true, actual relationship with God himself through Jesus Christ. Our passion in this place is so that you will know him. A lot of pastors want you to depend on them. I'm trying to get you to know him so you depend on him. Can I hear an amen? See, this is the number one thrust of this house, that you will know him. And I'm going to show you in a little bit that we do everything possible to put you in a position so that you will grow up in Christ and truly, literally make a difference. His Tabernacle Family Church, when he spoke to me, he said, I want you to make this place filled with grace and mercy. He said, I'm going to send to you people in this arena, in this region, that nobody else wants. I'm going to send people that have had drug addictions. I'm going to send you people that are even of the higher echelon that have not and would not normally be accepted even in around other individuals. I'm going to send you people that they will actually be blown away that this individual walked into the building. We've had people walk in this building, and I've had people come to my office and say, you would not believe it. Jeff Redner just came to church. You would not believe it. And he'd go through the different people. You would not believe who just walked in the doors. Who were we with the other night? Well, Jody Dykes. When you start meeting people and you start realizing their testimony, when you start seeing who they are, and you start hearing how God changed their life, it is absolutely amazing. But yet they didn't walk in that building all cleaned up. They walked in the building all dirty. But God has said, listen, love them. Touch them. Let them know that they're cared for. You see, the vision of this house is so that people can walk in this place that nobody else wants, and they'll be loved in this place, and I mean truly cared for and loved. This is why the principle of there is no gossip allowed in this church is principle in this church. Why? Because if someone walks in and people are gossiping about them, tearing them down, why would they ever feel it's safe enough to get right with God? This has got to be a safe place. Listen, there's a little gossiping going around in our church right now. Just let me tell you how it works. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to say, yo, no gossiping allowed. And if you continue gossiping, the second time I come to you, I'm not going to come as nice. I'm going to go, I told you, no gossiping allowed. The third time I catch you gossiping, I'm going to encourage you to go down the street down the road because they allow it. We don't. Because I want people to walk through this door who everyone else has given up on. But Jesus will never give up on anybody. Jesus will never walk away from anybody. Everybody in the world might give up, but God will never give up. And his church cannot give up. It cannot be a place of demeaning. It's got to be a place where they come and they feel the grace and the mercy and the love that the people of God show through Christ. That is who we are. Can I hear an amen? I said, that is who you are in this house. Can I hear an amen? The Lord has sent us not to pull people from other churches. You know, I know people are going to come from other churches, and I'm cool with that. Because there are people that are going to churches that, you know, they're of a different flavor, but there's no chocolate chips. They don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, or they don't believe in this, and these folks get hungry and they want more. Listen, we know we're going to have folks that come in that are in that position, and we're elated to have you in the vision. We're excited that you're here. You know, I find that the religious people don't last long in our church. Well, why is that? Well, because I do things that irritate you. And I actually do them on purpose. I say certain things, and what's really funny is this is what happens. When you say something that irritates a religious person, they go like this. You ever play that game, you know, where you got to hit the, you got the big mallet, and what's that thing called? Whack-a-ball? Whack-a-mole? Whack something. When I say stuff to rile the religious, they go just like that. Their head pops up. Puh! And I try to redeem them, you know, want to make sure that little, even maybe they were brought up in a religious experience and they just need to know the freedom in Christ. Can I hear an amen? But those who don't want to don't usually stay long. You see, because the vision of his tabernacle is after people that have never been saved. 60% of our church have gotten saved in our church. They're people that were disenfranchised. One of my favorite gentlemen that came to this church, his name was Dad Henry. How many of you remember Dad Henry? Dad Henry got saved when he was 82 years old. He came to this church. I remember when he came the very first time, he was a little smug. You know, he did his thing, you know. And I'm preaching the gospel. Dad Henry gave his heart to Jesus at 82 years old. He had been out of the church for over 40 years. I was so excited to see him get saved. And he and I would go out to lunch. And, you know, I was always concerned not eating lunch with him, but he would drive. And I was in a few compromising positions where I prayed a little extra hard as we were going out to eat. But you know, Dad Henry, when he died, he went home to be with Jesus. But he found it safe to come to this house after 40-some years of being disenfranchised from the church. Whether you've been disenfranchised because you've had a bad experience, whether it's because the preacher did something, whether it's because, who cares what it was. The fact is, you need to get back with Jesus and know him and love him and walk with him and know that your purpose is powerful and that your destiny is directly entangled with the body of Christ that you participate with. You see, today, I love seeing people saved. I love seeing them not just say a prayer, but I love seeing a life transformation. Amen? And there's nothing better than seeing a life transition for Jesus. I want to show you at his tabernacle that we don't just talk this stuff, we do this stuff. Is that fair? I want you to know, as the body of Christ, and you know, sometimes I get asked this, Pastor, what happens with all the money that comes in to his tabernacle family church? Where is the money? I've been accused of owning mansions on lakes. I've been accused of owning a Lamborghini. I've been accused of taking all the church money and buying a fleet of Harley Davidsons. I've been accused, I've been accused of a lot of things. So what do we do? When we had our annual business meeting about a few weeks ago, where we literally break down where every dime goes. But I want to share with you what you and I do in this place. I want to share with you that we're literally changing the region for Jesus Christ. That we're literally going in and touching a culture. I want to share with you that the mayor of Elmira will be back here on this Thursday night serving the children on this side when they get bussed in here. I want to share with you the next Tuesday, the mayor of Elmira and our local legislator will both be in that room serving the children on a Wednesday night. You see, the world is recognizing that this church is not a church of talk, but we are an action church, that we are a visionary church, that our hands are Christ's hands and our mouth is Christ's mouth, and we will do what God has called us to do. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Just this last week, we had the, what do they call them? The food bank come in. And they came in and their eyes were teared as they walked from room to room and saw all these children. They saw how they were acting and being ministered to. You see, right here in the house that you are participating with, the vision is very much alive and transition in lives is occurring. Today, you are life changers. Today, you are world changers as we are ministering all over the world. Today, you are people that are not just part of a church that you come to on a Sunday morning, but you're part of an organization called the Kingdom of God who has a vision from God himself, and we are changing our region. Now you need to hear it. I remember when we first started, the Lord told me, he said, there are 90,000 people in this region. I want you to believe me for 1%. Now come on now, how many of you should be ashamed of believing God for 1%? But you have to start somewhere. Don't despise small beginnings. So I started believing God for 1%. Some people told me, you're crazy, that will never happen. You don't understand this area. And I said, I don't really care about the area. I know who God is. And I don't care what the past has been. I know what the future will be. Because when God speaks vision, it don't matter what happens around you. It's not the circumstances that govern you. It's your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And the vision will come to fruition as you keep your eyes on the Messiah. 2 years ago, two years ago, we were ministering to 900 souls every single week. Watch now. I need you to see this. I should say every month because I want to make sure I'm right on the numbers. Every single month, 1,300 different people come through those doors and declare this their home. Not 900. I thank God we are now well over 900. On a given Sunday, there's about 700 people that come in this place every single week and worship God together underneath this big old building. But yet through the week, there's even more. And last week alone, I believe we ministered to over 1,000 people, individuals that walked through these doors and talked and had a great time in the presence of the Lord. You see, I thank God for the initial vision, but the initial vision has been fulfilled. See, that's the exciting part. God never stops. When you fulfill a certain length of the vision, it doesn't cease. God takes it to the next level. And in this house, God is taking it to the next level. What is the next level? I can't wait. I cannot wait. God has put within my spirit that this house will be a church of 5,000 people. That this church, that we are going to worship God. We're going to just rock this region for Jesus. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Now, you see, what's exciting is we've had plans since this building went up. The next building, if you see that big grass area, that's been planned for the new building that seats 2,500. It's been planned for over 8 years. God put it in my spirit way before 8 years. I just couldn't tell everybody because it would have freaked them out. We weren't even in this building yet. But you see, what's awesome about God is that God's plans are yea and amen. And yet, we might see and put it down, and it might seem to tarry, but God says, though it tarry, it will come. And God's vision always comes. You see, today, we have already fulfilled the initial vision of 900 souls being ministered to in this house every single week. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see what God's going to do next. I can't wait to the impact we're going to have next. Baby, hang on for the ride. It's only going to get gooder. That's my word, by the way. That's my word. You can't steal it. Can I share with you some awesome things that happened here in this church? Because of you. Turn to somebody. This is because of you. Come on, tell somebody this is because of you. What do you mean because of me? Because you participate with the vision, whether it be financial, whether it be in ministry, whether it be teaching, in some dimension, you are involved. You're not just coming in and parking your tail on a chair, but you are coming in here and saying, God, I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do, but whatever my hand finds to do, I'm going to do it as under the Lord with all of my might. God, whatever you want me to do, I will accomplish. Why? Because the vision, though it tarry, it shall come. This year in 2016, this church is going to do 28 major community outreaches. No, I didn't say 27. I said 28 community outreaches. What does that mean? I want to thank God that every single Sunday, every single Wednesday, and every single Thursday, we have bus drivers that have said, Pastor, we want to help. Help us get our bus driver's license, and we'll go wherever we need to go to get people. Are the bus drivers still in here? They were in the first service. Are the bus drivers still in the room? Stand right up if you're a bus driver. Awesome, awesome. I know Curtis is part of too, right? We just got a call almost in first service, someone saying, do you have a bus that comes down here? I have no other way. And you see, God loves people. I said, God loves people. Every single week, we're busing in about 220 children, young people, from the Elmira region. I give God praise and glory. That is a powerful thing. Every single week, Matthew 25 feeds and clothes about 220 children a week. In this house, every single week, people don't even realize this, we have a whole team of people that minister to those that are in homes. I'm talking like retirement homes. What do they call those homes? Nursing homes. I didn't know what to say. I got to be nice. Senior housing. Yes. 3 times a week, we have folks that go to Founders. We have folks that go to the Villa Serene, and we have folks that go down into Montour Falls. They do Bible reading with them. They preach the gospel to them. Brother Carl Saunders and his team that are under Pastor Banfield, they go in and share the gospel. There's no greater field than those who are right on the precipice of eternity to be able to share the love of Jesus with. I'm so excited that we have a night of faith with the Jackals. I don't know if you realize it. The Jackals come to us and say, would you guys like to have a night? And you guys can be the sponsors of that night. Absolutely. We'd love to represent Jesus at the hockey game. Can I hear an amen? You know, we work with EOP. And this just this last Martin Luther King day that we did with them, this church provided over 900 homemade cookies to feed the community. We do a community Easter egg hunt. We do the Easter program, which this year is happening twice. We do the Empowering Pastors Summit. Many of you don't even know what that is. We do an outreach to the pastors of the Northeast. And we bring them into this place. Last year, there were three pastors who, after this conference, were giving up their church and walking away from ministry. Right now, there are 1,800 pastors that are leaving the ministry a month. A month. There are 9,000 churches closing a year in America. These pastors need somebody. These pastors' wives need somebody who will believe in them, that will speak life to them, that will encourage them. And we do this conference. We did it last year. And because of last year's conference, three pastors who were ready to walk away from the ministry remained in the ministry and are still serving the communities that they're part of. This church does a motorcycle blessing every year. We had 150 register last year. I can't wait to see this year. Amen. We do two Memorial Day parades. I didn't say one. We do two of them. And most of the time, we're the only church represented in any of the parades that happen in our region. Well, that's no big deal. You know, that's just a parade. There are people in this church today because they saw that we were a church of action, and they saw for the first time a church that was making a difference. Can I hear an amen? Every single year, the pioneers come to us and say, would you like to sponsor Father's Day? We'd love to have a Father's Day, His Tabernacle Family Church, Father's Day at Dunfield. This is our, I believe, our fourth year where we sponsored the Dunfield baseball field, and we are there when the pioneers play. We packed that place out. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Every single Monday through Wednesday during the summer, this church goes down into Elmira and feeds the community. We feed them and clothe them for 2 hours every single Monday through Wednesday with the love of Jesus Christ. Real food, real clothes, and not hand-me-downs. Can I hear an amen? We do Strong Kids, Safe Kids Festival every year. We do the Uproar Conference, which you've heard and saw a little bit earlier. We're at the county fair for the 16th year, actually the 17th year. Michael, he's one of the overseers of it, and I remember 1 year we could not afford it, and the county fair called us and said, why aren't you registering? I said, well, we don't have money, and they said, we'll give you the tables for free. We need you here. This year we're going to do two Rock the Parks. Man, we're taking over Brand, is that right? Which park are we going to? We're taking over Grove Park in September. We're going to have, you ready? Here it is. It's called the Shuttlesworth. We're going to rock the park with the Shuttlesworth. We got Terry coming on Tuesday. Tim coming on Wednesday. We got Teddy coming on Thursday. We've got Jonathan coming on Friday. We've got Tiff coming on Saturday. It is going to be Rock Grove Park, baby. We're going to shout the gospel all over that region. We're also looking to do one in Thorn Park, and we'd like to do fireworks. Wouldn't that be stinking cool? Having fireworks in Thorn Park, His Tabernacle Family Church. We do a men's conference. I thank God for the men of this church. Gentlemen, if you're not hooked up with the men of this church, you're missing out. We do holidays. We do the Harvest Festival. We do the Sparkle Festival. We do the Elmira Parade, the Corning Parade. We do the Christmas program. We have His Word TV. Listen, I want to give a shout out to the ladies from Wellsboro who were at the table yesterday at the expo. They looked at me and said, we know you. Why don't you let your wife talk? I said, well, she's preaching. She'll be on TV in the next few weeks. And they said, we watch you every week. I want to give a shout out to the ladies from Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, who watch the telecast every single week. His Word TV reaches all the way up. Come on now. It reaches all the way up to College Town, up north. It goes all the way down into Wellsboro and Mansfield. It touches Ithaca. Can I hear an amen? God is touching through you in this place. We also live stream. We also do Mexico. We have two churches that we help and oversee in Mexico. I'd like to do a mission trip from here in the month of December or January. And if you're interested, start sticking your money away. It's a cheap mission trip, but it's going to be a powerful time in Mexico while it's cold here and warm there. Glory to God. I'm almost done. We have teaching classes. How many of you know that ignorance is not bliss? God told me that this church must be a teaching church, that the people need to know what they believe. You know, we do rock solid faith, and many people don't know what that is. It is a basic principle Bible lesson that you take either on Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday at 9 a.m., or Thursday at 6 p.m. We are there with childcare. Why? Because we want you to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you can't make it, you can live stream the Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. But we need you to get solid in the gospel. We need you to know what you believe. Stop being ignorant in the gospel of Christ. Grow up in Christ. Can I hear an amen? We have rock solid faith 3 times a week. We have Catch the Vision that happens on the other side of this wall the first and second week of every month. We're doing a new discipleship program in this church. We have a men's Bible study on Thursday night. That has over 30 men. I'm not talking sissy girly men. I'm talking they got men in that room, and you need to be there. Can I hear an amen? Ladies, at the same time, we have the women's Bible study. There are already over 20 people. We had to move their room already. Glory to God. We have divorce care. We have budgeting classes, leadership academy. We have the healing journey. We have the Thursday night Bible study. We have Financial Peace University. We have worship classes. We have parenting classes for moms. We have the Empowering Pastors Leadership Training every Tuesday at noon, where we do leadership training for anybody who desires to. And we also have Regent Bible Institute, which is a Bible school right here in this church. Yeah, that's a lot of learning. Can I hear an amen? People say to me, well, you know, Pastor, it's just a big church, and I just don't like big churches. I don't seem to connect with anybody. Listen, if you can't connect with one of these groups, the groups aren't your problem. Well, you know, I don't know anybody in that church. Well, that's not, the groups aren't the problem. You're the problem. If you don't connect, then there is no connecting. And so, you see, we have all these classes so that you can get to know people. What I love about my Rock Solid Faith class is that those people laugh together. They get to talk with each other after and beforehand. They hang out together. Listen, many times we have to kick them out. We have connection groups in this church. We have prayer every Monday through Thursday at 6:15 a.m. via phone call. No matter where you are, you could be in your skivvies or you could be driving in your car. You could even be in the shower. Just don't take your phone in the shower, glory to God, without life proof. We pray together. Man, and twice a month, they come here at 5 a.m. and pray. We have nursery ministry, His Kids ministry. We have RAW, which is 9 to 11-year-olds that are meeting. And they have how many on a Thursday, on a Tuesday night, Wednesday night now? They have 100 kids that come to this church that are aged between 9 and 11 years old that are hearing the gospel. Uproar, which is our youth group every Thursday night. Awaken, which is our college and career group from graduation to 29 right here on Tuesday night. We have H-Links, which is our home groups. We have senior breakfast once a month. We have the Corning Incorporated luncheon once a month. We have the Lion Crossers Motorcycle Ministry Association group that hangs out. We have the SWAT meeting, which is all the people that make the props for me when I do my sermons. You don't want to miss next week. His Sportsman's Ministry. We have a softball ministry. We have a hospitality ministry. We have an entrepreneurial group. We met yesterday for the first time. Anybody who wanted to start a business, we gave Pastor Andre Ogunwumi and Pastor Dean Obina Ebo. They were the ones overseeing it. Pastor Ebo has an MBA in business, and Pastor Andrea has an MBA in business and runs a multi-million dollar nonprofit organization, as well as she comes and she goes and does consulting with major corporations. She sat yesterday in that room with Dean Obi and was teaching the young entrepreneurs the things they needed to have in order to succeed. Then she spoke, and they spoke to those who have companies, how to evaluate your company for its next level. And then we spoke to what we call the millionaire posse. We gave them the things that are happening with the $500 million that are getting ready to enter into our community. Folks, there's something going on every time you turn around in this church. There's not a boring moment in this house. Why? Because we're not in talk only. The vision of this house is powerful. And I know that I bored you a little bit, but I think you need to hear this. I think you need to hear all the powerful things that are happening in this place, and that God is calling you to connect with them. God is calling you to use your gifts in them. I don't know what you do. I don't know what gifts you have. You might be able to sing like an angel, or you might not. If you can't sing, don't join the choir. Can I hear an amen? You might play an instrument, or you might be an electrician. Glory to God. You might be somebody who can help out with the sound and the media. Maybe you do the arts. Maybe you love to do drama. Maybe you love just so many things. Maybe you don't want anybody to see you, but you'll clean this church twice a week. Glory to God. You might love cleaning toilets. Glory be to Jesus. There's nothing better than praying over the throne that somebody's going to be sitting on. Every one of us are gifted. Turn to someone and say, you are magnificently gifted. Ready? Now turn to that person and say, what are you doing with them? I challenge you to be a person who marries the vision at His Tabernacle Family Church. That doesn't just come and plant your buttocks in a chair and gets up and bugs out so that no one says hello, but that you'll be an individual who will truly say, I put my hand to the plow. I'm not looking back, and hang on for the ride, baby. We're going to change this region. We're going to recaptivate our children. We're going to bring families back together. We're going to bring healing and restoration, and they're going to know that our God is not dead, but that He is alive. I'd like you to read this with me. Y'all been given that. I want to read the destiny statement. This is where we're going in the next 10 years. Everybody grab your little card, that laminated piece of card, and I want to read this together. You see, because you got to ask the Holy Ghost if this is where He wants you in the vision. If He's called you to the vision, you need to be part of the provision. And I'm not talking just money, I'm talking your life. Let's read this together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, read. His Tabernacle Family Church will become a multi-site regional gathering place where thousands of people from every culture will experience God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness through His people. Our focus is clear: win people to Jesus Christ in the marketplace. Every child, youth, and adult will be empowered through the practical teaching from the Word of God to become future leaders in the church, family, government, business, education, arts, and media. We will develop hundreds of connection groups that will build a sense of community. We will also reach out externally by starting ministry centers in surrounding communities. Our commitment to develop future leaders from within will be done by growing the educational departments of Apex, Rock Solid Faith, and Regent Bible Institute. In order to handle our growth of people coming to Christ, our current property will become a ministry campus that will include a 2,500-seat sanctuary with state-of-the-art audio and visual technology, a large parking garage, sporting fields, and educational facilities. We are His Tabernacle Family Church. We are not confused. Our vision is clear. Amen. It's written on tablets. Amen. Hang on, baby. It's only going to get gooder. No, I mean it. It's going to get gooder. You see, can't fake that word. That's made up. It's going to be gooder and gooder and gooder. And man, when you start looking around and seeing the lives transformed, and you know you participated with that, yeah, there is no greater high in this world, yeah, than knowing that God has used you to transform a life. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Today we want to give you an opportunity to sow into this ministry. Now, you know, we don't beg in this church. We very rarely give extra offerings, very rarely ask for anybody to sow money. We very rarely do that. But I would be a criminal if I didn't give you the opportunity to sow into all that we're doing this year. I'm believing, God, that today we're going to be able to raise $85,000. Why is that? Now, remember, they already had first service. That is because three ministries alone equal up to $85,000. Now, no one's being asked to empty their bank account. Just be led by the Holy Spirit. Some of you will give a dollar. Some of you get $10. Some of you get thousands of dollars. Whatever God lays on your spirit. But today, I want to put you in a position of not only receiving what was sown from the past that we're enjoying, but let's now sow for the future of who will be enjoying it in 10 years. Amen. Amen. And I believe, God, that he'll lay something on your spirit. Amen. And that God will stir this house. You see, today, I want to ask you a question. What are you doing in this place? God has placed you here specifically to do a work. And I'm not talking just your money. I'm talking your work, your life, your gifts, your abilities. And today I just want to encourage you as you sow, no pressure, as you sow, that you will receive the blessings from the Lord. I'm going to pray a quick harvest from what you're going to sow. But this is what I believe also, that every one of us play a specific part in this. You listen to God and every need will be taken care of. Yes. Can I hear an amen or oh my?
Amen. Okay. Amen.
I said enough? Let's all stand. Father, I thank you for this body of believers. Lord, it's amazing to me that this is the second service. That first service was just as full. Lord, there are people crowding this house, your house, because, Lord, it's all about vision and all about our lives meaning something.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, thank you that you are so important to our hearts. And today, in the name of Jesus, as we sow into your kingdom, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be your example to this region, that they will truly know that, God, you are not dead, you are not a past thought, you are not just a religious figure, but you are alive. Father, I thank you for the opportunity of bringing changed lives to this house. Lord, I declare in Jesus' name that every part of the vision will be accomplished for glory. Lord, that you and you alone will get all the glory. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's no greater seed than you can give than your life. Today, if you do not know Christ, or maybe you're one of the disenfranchised, maybe you're one who walked away many years ago and you've never made your life right with Christ, today, I want to lead you back to the best friend you're ever going to have. He is so awesome. Today, if you'd like to either rededicate your life or give your heart to Jesus for the first time, I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. You're not right with God. You know it. And I want to lead you back to Christ. Thank you, sir, right there. Thank you, over there. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. You can put your hands right back down. Is there anyone else this morning? You want to either give your heart to the Lord or rededicate? Thank you very much over there. I appreciate that. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? I'm not going to wait long. 5, 4, come on, get your hand up. 3, 2, last call. 1.